everybody. Thanks for listening in to my podcast. This is Ginger with AG Christian Press, where if it's on your heart, we help get you published. Anyway, last night I had the awesome opportunity to talk to some wonderful friends of mine about a book idea that they have. And the idea is awesome. I think it's a good idea, and I think that they should run with it. But what I talked to them about was the process. And what I mean by that is we get these ideas, and we all have ideas. We all have a story. Everybody has a story. Very few stories are written, and even fewer still are published. And I think part of the reason for that is the process. The process of gathering your thoughts, writing your story, proofreading the story, editing 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 the story. And then sending those manuscripts out, pitching your story to editors and publishers and publishing companies, and hoping that your book makes the bookshelf. And I think that for a lot of people, the process is long, the process is painstaking, and we are quick to qualify or disqualify ourselves. And so in that, a lot of stories are never told. They're never written, they're never published, they're never read, they're never heard, they're never shared. So last night when we were talking about the process, I expressed that your first draft of any story, whether it's a children's book, a cookbook, a novel, an epic, a play, a skit, a poem, that is not the copy that you publish. It's not, because it is so raw and unfinished and unpolished that it needs enhancement. It needs to be cleaned up before it's ready for consumption. When the car manufacturers make a car, they make all the pieces, and there's a million little pieces, and they put all these pieces together, and when it's all together, they don't then put it on the showroom floor. They still need to test drive it and safety test it and make sure that everything works the way it's supposed to work, that door locks work and windshield wipers work and radio works and that the gas pedal works and doesn't lock up and that the gear shift works, that the transmission works, that the lights come on, that the seats adjust properly. They check it over for blemishes. They check the paint. They check the leather, the upholstery. They check the carpets. They check the headliner. They check the tires and the rims. And then they clean it. And they polish it, and they clean the windows, they clean the glass, they clean the chrome, they polish the chrome. They do all of these things before a car ever gets to the showroom floor, before any consumer can purchase the product, consume the product. And we need to be that painstaking with our writing. We need to understand that it's a process. You may have the greatest story ever told, but the first person that reads your first draft in bound form is going to be disillusioned and lose out on the treasure that you have when you haven't taken the time to go through the process. Now, the process is different for everybody. But there are some things that are uniform. And the first is going to be the actual initial writing. And we all know how this works. You sit down and you start drafting your story and you get lost in the story. And I hope that when you're writing that first draft, that you're allowing stream of thought, stream of consciousness, you're allowing the story to talk to you, you're allowing the characters to talk to you and to expand and to grow and to develop. I hope that's happening. And once that's done, then comes the process of proofreading and going back through your work and deciding what works and what doesn't work. And what actually is a part of the story and what's missing and where there's loose ends and gaps and things that need to be explained, stuff that doesn't flow, doesn't sound right. All of those things start to happen and the story begins to bloom and develop and morph into something more. And then we have the process of editing, and that's when you'll call in your professional editor to go through your story, and they're going to start fixing your grammar and your spelling, because we all know that spell check is a application on a computer that is not necessarily accurate. Spell check is good at making sure that words are spelled correctly, but not necessarily the usage of those words. Spell check doesn't catch some of the nuances of language and speech. Same with grammar check. You'll do a grammar check and it will try to correct things in dialect that you want to be the way they are, and they may or may not catch things that need to be changed. It really takes a human eye and a maybe an educated eye, someone who is continually learning and practicing the art of editing. It is definitely a practice that is encompassing in its own right. So you go through this editing process, and then if your intent is to self-publish, you are probably ready at this point to run out and find a print-on-demand company, upload your book, and go for it. And that may be your process. My process is to go back through again with another fine-tooth comb, maybe another editor, maybe a second edit from the same editor. Maybe I go through and evaluate and consider the edits of my first editor, because editors are not absolutely perfect either. But I do deeply consider the suggestions and the edits of a professional editor when trying to get my work published and complete. So you have your editing done. You did your proofread. You have your edit. If you're self-publishing, you worry about the rest of the process. As far as marketing, cover design. Cover design is a big one. There are a number of places online that you can get a cover. Ready-made cover, slap your title on, put your name on it, and go. But if you're looking for something uniquely yours, if you're looking for something that more suits and matches the content of your book, then you're probably going to look for someone, an artist, either a fine artist or a graphic artist, somebody who can, you can share your vision, share the story, and have it come alive on the cover of your book. There's a lot of ways to do this, and it's not always you get what you pay for. You may find an inexpensive artist who does an outstanding job. You may find an expensive artist who does a mediocre job. It is certainly part of your homework and part of the process to find somebody who is a good fit for you. A good fit for what you're looking for. The publishing companies have their own artists. They have their own people who conceptualize and put together book covers. But if you're doing it on your own, and we're talking primarily about self-publishing, but everything that I talk about applies to the different types of publishing: vanity publishing, print-on-demand, traditional publishers. It just may not be your process. You may hand that over to someone else and pay them to do those things. So you get your cover done. If you have artwork inside of your book, if you're writing a children's book, if you're writing a graphic novel, if you're writing a book for young adults, a chapter book, sometimes there's artwork at the onset of chapters or in the chapters. All of that is another consideration. All of that takes time. And the process for all of this, the time for all of this, is going to vary from book to book. You need to set realistic goals, realistic deadlines, and you need to be flexible. I think in this business, flexibility and maybe a sense of ease about the whole thing. When we get uptight and anxious for our book, it does not at any point speed up the process. It doesn't make this go any faster. So sit back, relax, enjoy the ride, enjoy the process. Understand that it's part of making your book the best book that it can be. You just can't throw it together and think that you're going to have the best book that you could have. No, nobody can. Even the greatest authors have to go through the process. Okay, and I talked briefly about marketing. That's not really my niche. So maybe my business partner will get on and do a blog, a vlog, whatever it is, a podcast of her own on that. She's been studying really hard about marketing. But I just wanted to share today about the process and about sticking with the process and going through the process and understanding that there is a process. And book publishing is not something that book publishers take lightly, and writers should take very seriously and with much consideration and patience, because we all want to publish the best book that we can. All right. So God bless. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening. I know this pod was longer than the others, but I think it's important information that needed to be shared. So this is Ginger with AG Christian Press. If it's on your heart, we help you publish it. See us at www.agchristianpress.blogspot.com.